You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it. In Sega vocal tracks. This is the voice of Sega with Dr. Scott Nick.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. I hope everyone enjoyed that previous show we just had with good old Mr. Rav. It was quite exciting, and everyone's freaking out in the chat at the moment over the prizes and who won and stuff like that. So apparently, Mikhail won some very nice leggings. I like to see that. So on today's show, we can win some prizes too. Unfortunately, not leggings. But the two things I have to give away, well actually three things, they are rather sexy. One is for everyone and one is unfortunately just for the US. But I think you're going to like it anyway. Later on today as well, I have some exciting news. I'm just going to call it that. Well, when we say exciting, I'm just going to say news for now. And we'll be talking about some other random stuff. I don't even know. I don't even plan these shows, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what sort of weird, dark turn this show goes. But we started off today with... I'm not even going to try to attempt to pronounce this, the name of the song from Rhythm Thief. I'm going to try anyway. It's a French title. It goes, Je te des au revoir. I butchered that. And then after that, we had Sonic Boom by Crush 40 and Cash Cash. Rick just says, does US include Canada by any chance? Ask Mr. KC about that one. I have no idea. But anyway, we're going to go back to some more music, and then we'll be back to talk about Christmas, I guess, and everything related to winter. Because this is the Winterfest. Well, technically, it's the Summerfest for me. So, yeah, it's a bit confusing. Anyway, coming up next is a song from Tokyo Mirage Sessions. It is Reincarnation. Enjoy.
Oh,
the voice of Sega with Dr. Skotnik.
Welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega for Winterfest. What we just had there was Reincarnation from Tokyo Mirage Sessions, #FE. Whew. And then after that we had Mysterious Destiny from the first Bayonetta game. Now, everyone in the Discord chat is heading off to sleep now. Disgraceful. So those people are going to be missing out on a few prizes. So the people who are sticking around, Your chances of winning some stuff has gone up. I'm going to announce what the prizes are right now, and then in the next talk bed, we will be giving away one of them. So, what we have to give away is, we have a Crush 40 poster from good old Mr. Johnny Giovelli, my friend, my amigo. Unfortunately, this is only for Americans only, so if you live in England, anywhere in Europe, Australia, unfortunately, you cannot get this one, but you can have the chance to win a pair of Sega gloves and a Sonic Dash poster from Sega of Europe. So, look forward to that. But yes, to win the Crush 40 poster, we'll be doing a little game where I'll be saying the lyric of a Crush 40 song, and you've got to tell me what song it is. It's not going to be easy. I'm going to choose quite a difficult song, and if no one gets it, I will slowly progress until it's Live and Learn or something like that, and it'll be super easy. But for the Sonic Boom poster, or sorry, Sonic Dash poster, and Sega gloves, I haven't exactly chosen what to do yet, so I'll get back to you on that very quickly. But anyway, so it's been a while since I've been on air. It's been about 5 months, 4 months or so. The reason for that is I needed a bit of a break because I was doing college, and it was getting a bit intense at the end of the year. My college seemed to have wanted to give you all the work at the last minute, like, oh yeah, we were supposed to give this to you, so do it all now, go. And I had to do it, and I couldn't really have the time to do the show as well, so I took a little bit of a break. Music Clues says we all need a break, indeed. But one of the other exciting pieces of news is that I shall be returning. Hooray! If I had a soundboard here, I'd have a clap. Or like a one clap just going... Because I think that's appropriate for my show. But it'll be coming back in January. So there's a fun surprise for you there. We're still finalising the times of what time it'll be on. But someone said in the chat room earlier, Voice of Sega, because screw Europe. But when it comes back next year, I'm intending on changing the time so it's more convenient for those living in Europe and America and all over the world, basically, instead of a 2 a.m. show for you English people, which isn't that fun. So there is some little announcements there. So, yes, I think we'll go into some more music, shall we? Maybe, possibly. And we'll be back to give away a Crush 40 poster. I'm very jealous whoever wins that. But it's going to be difficult. So get your Crush 40 knowledge turned on, or go on heaps of lyric websites, have every single Crush 40 song open, so you can see what song it's going to be. Twinny just said my fingers. I assume I said too much all at once there. I apologize if you were tweeting super fast, but it's Radio Sega, we've got to go fast. So coming up next is a song from Yakuza 5, and thankfully it's not Get to the Top. It is Ring featuring Riku. And then after that, we have from Metropolis Street Racer, State of Mind.
Yeah!
And welcome back to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Ring featuring Riku from Yakuza 5. Then after that, we had State of Mind from Metropolis Street Racer. Now, before we get into the Crush 40 giveaway, I wanted just to stall this for a little bit just to see how long I could put it off. Just to annoy everyone a little bit. Because I wanted to go over some Sega news, because there has been a lot going on since I went on a break. Like, when I did my show, every week there was barely anything. It was very dry. But now, oh baby, there's a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. Number one is the fact that we have Yakuza 6 and Yakuza Kiwami, I believe that's what it's called, is coming to the West, which is very exciting. I'm very excited to hear that. And even better, unlike Yakuza 5, it's going to be a physical release as well, unlike Yakuza 5, which was just digital. So I'm looking forward to that quite a lot. I haven't played a Yakuza game properly. I only own Dead Souls, which is not the best game to own out of all of them. But with Yakuza 0 coming out in January, I believe it is, or early February, I'm definitely going to pick that up since I purchased the PS4 not too long ago. So I'm going to play Yakuza 0, and then after that, Yakuza Kiwami comes out, which is a remake of the first game. So after that, I'm going to go to that one, and then I've got to somehow get Yakuza 2 for the PlayStation 2, which is quite rare to find, and it can go for quite a bit of money online. So I'm going to have to find that somehow. And then I just ordered 3 for the PlayStation 3, and Yakuza 4, 5, and then 6. It's going to be a busy year next year. It's going to be filled with lots of Yakuza, and I'm quite excited for it because it seems like a spiritual successor in a way to the Shenmue series. I don't know if I'm the only person who thinks that, but it does remind me of it in a way, with the open worldness of it all. So there's one big thing that's coming out in 2017. The next thing is something that I've been hoping for a long time, and it's true. It got announced about 2-3 days ago, is that Valkyria Revolution is becoming to the West. When that game was announced, it doesn't look like the traditional Valkyria Chronicles sort of game, but because I'm so in love with Valkyria Chronicles, anything Valkyria, I wouldn't mind. So I'm very excited for this coming out. It's going to be published by Sega and Deep Silver in quarter 2 of 2017. So that is some good stuff right there, as PT Kickass just said. But I was just talking in the chat room to everyone, and I asked everyone, what's your favourite game you played this year? The Chaos Blue said that his was Pokemon Sun and Moon. What else did people say? Rick said he genuinely enjoyed Star Fox Zero, which is something not many people have heard. No, not many people have said, which is an interesting choice. I never actually picked that game up. I didn't really feel the need for it, really. It didn't interest me. PT said that their favorite game had to be Overwatch. When that game first came out, I didn't really see the hype for it, and I passed it. But then I saw it on sale for PC, and I decided to pick it up. And then I started playing it, and I was in love. I absolutely love that game. It is amazing. I thought it's a paid version of TF2. I can just play TF2 if I want. But the characters, the gameplay, all the locations, it's got so much charm, and it's just so enjoyable. Doen, I apologize if I said your name wrong there, said, I've played so many awesome games for the first time this year. A lot of Tales games, Stellar Glow, Undertale. Yes, I also played Undertale this year as well. I've only a few hours into it, so no spoilers. But one game I fell in love with this year is Final Fantasy, in particular Final Fantasy VII. I've only just played it. I started playing it about 3-4 weeks ago, and I'm right up to the last boss. And I just want to finish it now. I've spent about 40 hours or so on it, but because I mainly rushed through the story, I'm quite weak at the moment, so I've got to do quite a bit of grinding to level up everyone for the final bit. Before we get into the contest, we have Alita said their favorite game was Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2. Another interesting choice. Rick said the Wii version of Rodea is good, the Wii U version is not. I agree with you there. But enough chit chat. Let's do a contest, shall we? But before that, let's play a bit of a jingle to pay homage to our last song. Last song? Our last show, sir. Be right back.
Cold outside, why not stay in and enjoy some quality Sega tunes? You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
And welcome back. I could see that people were not amused by that. Tweety said in the chat, but before that, get to it already. So, that's what I'm going to do. Let's play a bit of What's That Song. Sure, let's call it What's That Song. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post in the Discord chat the lyrics to a Crush 40 song. There's going to be three lines to a rather challenging song. That's all I'm going to say. That's your only hint you get there. You got to read the lyrics and DM me, private message me on Discord at Dr. Scottnik, what the song is. If multiple people get it at the same time, we'll do another one to see who wins. But the first person to guess the song from America, remember, or if you're outside of America and you want to join in, you can join in, and I might give you another prize if you're outside of America and you give get it to me, the right answer. So if you're outside America, don't be discouraged. I'll give you something else. That sounded a bit weird there, but not like that. So here we go. Here are the lyrics in 3, 2, 1. There we go. The lyrics are, when you bite off more than you can chew, at the end of your rope, you tangled yourself through. So, if you know what those lyrics go to, send me a message on Discord, Dr. Scottnik, and we'll see who gets it. Now, someone has already sent me a message, so we'll see if this person was right or not. We'll give it a little bit longer, see if anyone else manages to get it. I want to see, I'm not saying if this person who messaged me already got it right or wrong. I just want to see what other people think about it. Which is quite... Alright, someone, I got another message. Ooh, another good one right there. And another one. And another one. Okay, so we got four answers right there. So the person who messaged me last was unfortunately Little Red 615, who guessed Rise Again, which was the correct answer, but did not message me first. The person who messaged me second last was Alita, who said Raise Again. Unfortunately, it was not Raise Again, it was Rise Again. Then after that, we had Twinny, who also got it right, Rise Again. And the winner, who got it very, very quickly, was Rick. So congratulations to Rick, you have just won a Crush 40 poster, which I'm very, very, very jealous of. Very jealous of. Like, very jealous of. So I hope you enjoy that. Be sure to send your contact information to good old Mr. Casey, Mr. Boss Man, and he'll be sure to arrange the poster for you. But don't be discouraged if you didn't win. There's a chance to win even more. And maybe a Steam game as well, because I'm feeling like being extra generous to all you people tuning in. Would tell me in the chat, do you like that idea? Getting a Steam game? Twitty says, why are you jealous? You spoke to a member of Crush 40, lol. That is a good point, when you put it like that. Okay, fair enough. I'm not that jealous. I'm just a little bit jealous, okay? Just a little bit. So, let's go into some more music, and then we'll be back to do the next giveaway, which is for a Sonic Dash poster and Sonic gloves. So, look forward to that. So, coming up next is from Persona 4 Dancing All Night. It is Now I Know, the Yu Miyake remix. Enjoy.
Throw me in love, be like mine. your face. You were that special one that I've been waiting for, and I hope you're looking for someone like me. In my dreams, I can hear you calling me in the night. Everything's so sweet in your eyes. I feel there's so much inside. In the night, dream delight. I want to see you standing there. In the night, dream delight. I found someone who really cares. In the night, dream delight. I want to see you smile again. In the night, dream delight. You are the one I've waited for. In a dream we can do anything we want to. There's nowhere I'd rather be but here with you. The stars above light the way only for you and I. And I'm so glad I found the world that I've been looking for. In my dreams, I'm the one you're hoping for. Love can come through an open door. Just be strong and be sure to find.
Listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. For our full programming schedule, check out radiosega.net.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Now I Know You, the Yu Miyake remix from Persona 4 Dancing All Night. Then after that, we had Dreams Dreams, the Akko... I can never say this guy's name. Akumajo Belmont remix. The Disco Nights mix. Whew. But speaking of Persona 4, I've never played a Persona game, but I'm really interested in playing one. I want to play a few of the earlier ones before Persona 5 comes out. So if any of you have played the game, which one shall I start on? Shall I go all the way back to the first one or start on the third? Because I hear the third one is pretty good, so I'm not sure which one to start on. But unfortunately, in the last talk bed, we gave away a Crush 40 poster, and unfortunately, the person who won it, Rick, lives in Canada, and unfortunately, it's United States of America only, so which is a bit of a shame. But Rick said they're going to attempt to win the Sonic Dash poster and the Sonic Gloves. So hopefully Rick can win that one. So we're going to try again with the Crush 40 poster for Name That Song Part 2. Where I give you three lyrics to a song and you've got to DM me the title of the track. And the first person to do so wins the Crush 40 poster. The last time was Rise Again. A really good Crush 40 song, came out a few years ago, but this one I think might be even harder. But before we get into that, what are we listening to again, guys? What is it? This is what we're listening to.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
That's right, it's Winterfest. Alita just said, in before that becomes a meme. Indeed. So, here is the lyrics. I'm posting these in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. The first person to DM me the song wins. The lyrics are, and we take every moment trying to feel who is who, and there you are right before me. A bit more of a tricky one this one is. I could see that someone didn't get it straight away. PT says, I know those lyrics. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we got our first message. Let's see if anyone else gets it. Peter says, what's the contest? The contest is for the Crush Faulty poster. And we just got the next message. We'll give everyone one more minute, see if anyone else can get it. Okay. If no one else gets it in the next 20 seconds, we'll move on. So I hope the winner of this enjoys their Crush 40 poster, having a nice sexy poster of Johnny Jewelly and June Sonoy on their wall to wake up to every morning. Rick says, is it Fire Woman? Exactly, you win the Crush 40 poster again. Alright, so let's go see who answered this. Alright, so we have Alita, who correctly guessed, is it you? But this time with no typos, so I'm proud of you there. And the winner, I'm not even sure, can Radio Sega host, Radio Sega staff win competitions? Because if so, the winner was 20, and got it correct with, is it you, sir? Congratulations, Mr. 20, for winning the Crush 40 poster. I hope you enjoy that. But saying that, why don't we do the next giveaway right now? Because I can't be bothered waiting. Let's do it right now. For a chance to win the Sonic Dash poster and Sonic gloves. Yeah, that's right. I literally forgot what they were. To win this, all you've got to do is guess the Sonic character. I'm going to be describing a Sonic character bit by bit, giving more info as I go along, and the first person to DM me the character gets it correct. Unfortunately, you all have one chance of doing this. So if you get it wrong on your first go, that's it. You can't redo it. And if everyone gets it wrong, then we'll do a new character. But before then, let's just remind ourselves why we are all here.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
Okay, here we go. Quiz time. SBK just says, hashtag stop this madness, never. It will always be a thing from now on. So, just to explain again, to win the Sonic Dash poster and the Sonic gloves, all you need to do is correctly guess the Sonic the Hedgehog character by DMing me the name of the person, okay? You don't want to, if you go straight away, you might get it completely wrong. So you want to wait a bit of info to come at you, but not too much, because then everyone else might have a chance of doing it as well. Richter says, what did I miss? I was getting pizza. Thankfully, you just came back in time we're giving away the Sonic the Hedgehog dash poster and the Sonic gloves. And I'll say it one more time, all you gotta do to win is correctly guess the Sonic the Hedgehog character. I'm gonna give little clues and hints to what the character is, and you've got to private message me on Discord what character it is. Everyone only gets one chance at this as well, so if you get it wrong on your first chance, that's it. SBK just said it right there in the chat. So if any of you aren't listening, that's what you gotta do. So, let's get to it, shall we? So the first bit of information I'm gonna tell you is that this character is part of a trio. This character is part of a trio. There's my first clue. If anyone wants to guess straight away on that, go ahead. If not, write pass in the chat and I shall move on to the next clue. Let's see what people say about this. This character is part of a trio. So that means this character is in a group of three people. We got one pass from Rick. We got another pass. We got a lot of passes. Alright, we're going to move on to the next clue. Let's look for more clues. So this character has a bit of yellow on him as well. I'm not specifying where, but this character is part of a trio, and part of his color scheme is yellow. So there we go. Is anyone going to guess, or shall we go for more clues? I probably should have downloaded that as a sound bit. But let's see what people said. As I said, this character is only slightly yellow. Not completely yellow, slightly yellow. So let's see. We got two guesses here. We got one guess here. And we got another guess. But let's look for more clues, shall we? This character, and if you guessed already, I'm not saying if you got it right or wrong. I'm just going to keep going a bit more, just to leave you a bit, I don't know, keep you in suspense. So, this character is part of the Babylon Rogue. That's what I'm going to say now. He's part of the Babylon Rogue. So, does anyone want to guess on that, or shall we pass? Shall we look for more clues? If you're listening to the podcast, I hope you're having fun going along with this as well. Alright, so we just got another one. But until then, let's look for more clues. So this character, I don't know what to say really. He isn't the brightest lad. He's not the brightest lad. PT said they all have yellow parts. Exactly. That's why I said the clues at first are very vague. He's not the smartest character, this guy is. There's your next clue. But before that, let's look for more clues. This character is mainly grey. This character is mainly grey. So that is your last big clue, which is a massive clue. So I'm going to tell you the character that it was, and then we'll go through the messages to see who was the first person to correctly guess the character. But before then, let's play a bit of ident, shall we?
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
Okay, so the character was Storm the Albatross. I believe that's what it is. And let's go through the answers, shall we? And the first person to get it wrong, unfortunately, was Rick with Charmy B. Then we had Magic Not Tex with Chet the Hawk. He was the first person to be very close. Very, very, very close. Then we had Mick Hale 2 for RD, who said Tails the Fox, which, when I said is yellow, that's a good guess to assume it is Tails. And then we go into all the people who got it correct. So let's go for who got it correct last to the winner. So the person who got it last was Supersonic Swag, who guessed Storm. Then the next message was the Albatross. Then the next person to get it was PT Kickass, who correctly guessed Storm the Albatross. Then it was Music Clues, who guessed Storm. And the winner, the person who got it first, was Alita, who said Storm. Storm the Albatross. Said it twice. So, double win for you. So, congratulations to you. SBK says, hashtag I ain't even mad. There you go. Rick says, who has two thumbs and is a total loser? This guy. Well, don't put yourself down like that. At least you've won a Steam game, remember. So, Rick got the double win of losing both. So, there you go. There's one thing to take away from this. So, congratulations to you. Be sure to get in contact with Casey. I'll be sure to give you his email address so you can send him all of your information so you can get a sexy Sonic Dash poster. Ooh, that is sexy. And a lovely, lovely, gorgeous Sonic glove. I should be a salesman, I should. Alita says, pass the poster to the one that got it after me. I just want the gloves, Dr. Scotty. Okay then. Well, if that's the case, I think we should do another giveaway for the gloves. Because it'll just be boring if I gave it to the next person. So let's do another quick giveaway. But before we do that, let's play some music. Coming up next is one of my favorite tracks, in any Sega game. It is from Metropolis Street Racer. It is Let's Get It On Tonight.
Ha! What? Ha! Ha! Come on! Woo! Just cruising. Ha 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 ha! Yeah! Ha! Let's get it on tonight. Like this. Well, excuse me, sorry, but I didn't mean to trouble you. I was just cruising along in my BMW when I saw you driving by. You caught my eye, and then I thought, why are you on your own, all alone, talking with someone on the end of a phone? Is there another guy just waiting for you to get home? Ha, girl, I should have known. So what's the deal between you and me? Can we get together, watch TV? I know there's a place that you'd rather be, where the money means nothing and the drinks are free. Let me take you there, no need to be aware. Did I tell you I'm a millionaire? Forget about him, I'll treat you right. Let me turn out the light, and we can get it on tonight. Ha, come on, yeah, let's get it on tonight. But alright, alright, yeah, know what I'm saying? Woo! It's like that, it's like that. You followed my car along the freeway. I gave you plenty of room, lots of leeway. We drove for a while, not more than a mile. Keeping in touch, talking on the mobile. The clock went 10 when we got to my mansion. The only thing that I could think about was expansion. We went into the kitchen and I poured some wine. And I thought to myself, ha ha, girl, you're mine. I told you to undress me, caress me, try to impress me, but just don't possess me. Do what you wanna do, anything you want to. That feels good, please continue. Forget about him, now he's out of sight. Hey, it's me, I'll make it alright. So come on, why don't you turn out the light? And let's get it on tonight. Come on, huh. All night. Say what, say what? Let's get it on tonight. Following morning, the day was dawning. I got up yawning, saw you lying in my bed, scratching your head. And then you said to me,
where
your face like you wanted something. Another embrace, so I paused for a minute to say goodbye. I really didn't want to make you cry. I left for work about 9:30.
Forgot about what I left behind. The day was okay, kind of lazy, hazy. But when I got home, you really amazed me.
I got through the door to my shared delight. You were still in bed. Hell, let's get it on tonight. Let's get it on tonight. Yeah. Come on now.
All night.
Let's get it on tonight.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega. I apologize right there. I couldn't help myself. What we just had was Let's Get On Tonight from Metropolis Street Racer. All I think I can think about is expansion. So, we just gave away the Sonic Gloves and the Sonic Dash poster, but the person who won that has already won the poster. So, they just want the gloves. So, we're going to give away that poster. And instead of being generous and just giving it to the next person who got it correct, I'm going to make you try to go for it again. So we're going to do the same thing. We're going to do a Sonic the Hedgehog character. And the first person to guess who it was wins the Sonic Dash poster. So, like I said, I'll be giving you a clue. After I give you the clue, you can attempt to guess who it is. Maybe you have one chance. Or you can ask for more clues, and I will give you more clues. So, let's get into it, shall we?
To say, who's the enemy? Is it true or best to be the opposition? My position's taken out relentlessly. They take a chemistry released in my vicinity. Mainframe to wipe out humankind and all his history. Leave it up to me, I'm not gonna let it be. I'm a lone arsenal who will take control by any means. Before my weaponry up there, we'll see it to the end. You think that I'm a pawn? Well, let the game begin. Okay, it's time I pray, you'll begin to see my wrath. Smile now, but we'll see who has the last laugh. You're standing in my path. While I'm about to smash, don't worry, it's over in a flash. It doesn't make a difference who's gonna end up missing or being bad in a state of critical condition. Okay, the competition is getting on my nerves. If you can feel the heat, then you're already burned. Make the confetti burn, I'm trying to duck the germ. And if you're in my way, it's an unlucky turn. I'm not a fluffy learn, a little data fool. I graduated honors, exterminator school. I'm in the hurting dudes, what would you do if you were me? Well, it don't really matter. I'm just doing me. I must pursue the key. What's the answer to my quest? It's either you or me. Now make a choice. No regrets. Okay, it's time I pray. You'll begin to see my wrath. Smile now, but we'll see who has the last laugh. You're standing in my path while I'm about to smash. Don't worry, it's over in a flash. I can't contain my friend. I'm a soldier to the death. Look around, there ain't too many left. Watch your step. First move is a doozy. You thought you had a chance, you could have fooled me. What I need to do is go in the final rage. Is it that the cold living in the final days? I'm living in the cage, look around, it's full of crap. The people hanging on, feasting on the scraps. What's the haps? It's a trap full of madness. Emotions out the window is a form of a past.
ashes, ashes. Do you wanna maintain or get deleted from a stinky life that you should gain? Okay, in time, my friend, you'll be in to see my wrath. Smile now, but we'll see who has the last laugh. You're standing in my path while I'm about to smash. Don't worry, it's over in a flash.
He thought it was a game.
It could be over in a flash.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
Is everyone chilly? Because I sure am. What you said there was Over in a Flash by Anarchy Reigns. What I attempted to do there when I said let's get into it was play that little ident right there and get back into it. But I accidentally clicked the wrong thing, so we just listened to a whole other song there. But enough further ado, let's get into this little quiz on name that Sonic character. So let us begin. So just like last time, I'll say that this character is a member of a trio, so three characters. There's your first clue. So would you like more clues on this? Or is anyone gonna guess it just from saying this character is in a trio? I'd be amazed if someone got that straight away. SBK says, I'm gonna sit this one out. Alright, people are asking for more clues, so let's go for the next one. The next part is that this character is from Sonic Heroes. So there you go. That sort of just emphasizes the fact that this character is part of the trio. So this character is from Sonic Heroes. So there's your next clue. Shall we look for more clues? So this character is in Sonic Heroes. Three characters. Everyone's asking for more clues. Rick says, why do you hate Mighty? Well, you see, there's a long explanation for that. I'll get into that next time. Nah, he's an alright lad. The next part is that this character also has a bit of yellow on him. This could be anywhere. This could be his skin colour, his rings, wink wink. It could be the character's dress, the shirt. Who knows? It could be its head. So there's your next guess, or shall we look for more clues? So we got our first guess right there. Let's see what this person said. Okay, someone got their first guess in. Is anyone else gonna guess, or shall we look for more clues? We're looking for more clues, okay. So far this character's part of the trio. This character is in Sonic Heroes. This character has yellow on him. And your next clue is that this character also has yellow and red on him. Yellow and red. So is anyone going to guess? Or shall we look for more clues? So this character is part of a trio. He's in Sonic Heroes. Has a bit of yellow on him. Has a bit of red on him as well. There's quite a few characters in the Sonic Heroes game that have red and yellow on him. Him? Ooh, maybe I... Ooh, should I have said him? Ooh. Alright, we got our next guest. Okay. I'm holding out for PT to win this. That's all I'm not saying if the people before have got it correct already, but deep down, PT, you've stayed up all night. It'd be nice if you won this. Okay, people are looking for more clues. Let's give you another clue. Your next clue. Oh, this is gonna be a good, this clue I think might give it away. This character also has black as well. So this character has black, red, and yellow. But be careful what you think there. There are multiple characters who have black, yellow, and red in them. So be careful, don't just assume which one it is. It would be safe to look for more clues. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Shall we look for more clues, or is someone gonna guess?
black, red, yellow. Are they going to go for it? Or are they going to look for more clues? PT, are you going to look for more clues? Or are you going to guess? So far, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 answers come in. I'm not saying if they're correct or not. PT, are we looking for more clues? I need your answer. Remember, if you have guessed, you cannot guess again. That was your one guess. Alright, we're looking for more clues. So this character has a bit of red, a bit of black, a bit of yellow, is in Sonic Heroes, is part of a trio. Your next character, or your next clue, is... I'm trying to think here, I'm running out of good clues to give. This character is red, black, yellow, and grey. There you go. This character has a bit of grey on them as well. Not much, but a bit to say that he has grey on him as well. So there we go. There's your next clue. This character is red, yellow, black, and grey. And we got another guess. And there we go. And we got another one coming. We'll give it a few more, seconds. But in the meantime, before that, I should say.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
So, let's get into it, shall we? Let's have a look at the answers. Okay, so our first answer was from Rick, who guessed Shadow the Hedgehog. I'm not saying if that's right or not, but Rick guessed Shadow, who has a bit of black, a bit of red, a bit of yellow, and you could say a bit of grey on him as well. You could say that. Depends on the render, which I might have fooled you with. I don't know, we have to wait and see. Then we got Music Clues, who also guessed Shadow the Hedgehog. Which I'm saying, I'm not saying if you got that right or not, but if you did get that right, unfortunately Rick beat you to it. But we have to wait and see. Then Mikhail also guessed Shadow the Hedgehog as well. Then we've got PT, who guessed Omega, 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 which, okay, if you were the first person to guess Omega, and that was correct, then you win. And then we got Place, who guessed Charmy the Bee. Beautiful, amazing, best answer. But the winner is the winner of the Sonic Dash poster. The beautiful Sonic Dash poster. I don't even know what it looks like, but just the fact that it's a Sonic Dash poster is pretty exciting. But the winner for that is...
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
The winner for the Sonic Dash poster is... The correct answer was Omega, so therefore PT won. There you go. Congratulations. Congratulations to PT. I am very proud. Not being biased, but I was hoping and wishing that you were going to get that. So that's why I gave a little bit of a clue saying that you might not want to guess straight away. Now PT, go to sleep knowing that you have yourself a beautiful, sexy, marvelous Sonic Dash poster. I hope you've enjoyed this little quiz. I hope it was worth all the waiting, all the idents, all the suspense. It was worth it for you, PT. Unfortunately, not for everyone else. But congratulations, PT. You are the winner of that. Congratulations to Twinny. You are the winner of the Crush 40 poster. Congratulations to Alita. You are the winner for the Sonic gloves. And congratulations, Rick, for winning the Crush 40 poster and then losing it. Congratulations to you. Mikael says, PT Kickass suffered so hard today. Indeed. But now, PT can go to sleep knowing that it was all worth it in the end. So congratulations to you. Enter to win a poster, won a girl fit t-shirt. Enter to win a poster, and I got it. There you go, worth it. Now you can have your poster while wearing a girl fit t-shirt. Just imagine that. That's going to be beautiful. That's going to be absolutely mwah, gorgeous. Wait till 3 a.m. for a poster, a piece of paper. Goes for history. This will go down in history. You could say that you are number one. Hey. I'm not going to go there with that meme. But anyway, congratulations, PT. We're going to play some more music, and then we'll be back to talk about The Voice of Sega for 2017. Let's get into it, shall we? Coming up next is Tap de Papaya from Let's Tap.
Let's Tap.
Listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
welcome back to the Voice of Sega. Here on Radio Sega, what we just had there was Tap de Papaya Papaya from Let's Tap. Then after that, we had one of my favorite Radio Sega classics. That was Digiboy from F-Zero GX, because Sega Amusements developed that game. So therefore, it's on Radio Sega. So, it's been rather fun today. Giving away a Crush 40 poster twice, and giving away the other prize twice as well. I was not expecting that. That was good fun. I hope to do more giveaways in the future, because it is fun seeing the enjoyment of everyone trying their best to win it. But as Twinny just said on Twitter, what's the store for Radio Sega's Voice in 2017? So, let's talk about that, shall we? So, coming up next year, January, undecided what date yet, but in January, the Voice of Sega will be returning to Radio Sega at a new time. Very different to what it was originally. Originally, it was at 2 a.m. GMT. At about 9 p.m. New York time, because I don't know what you call that. Is that East Standard Time? Eastern Standard Time? I'm not sure. I'm not very good on the American time zones and what they're properly called, but I'm sure someone will tell me what it is in the chat. But it'll be on at a new time in January. A new format as well. Very new. This is the last show with the traditional meme, unprofessional format, but when it comes back next year, it'll have a brand new format, and let's just say it's going to be very, very, very different, but in a good way. Every show is going to be broken up into segments. We're going to be talking about Sonic Boom, the TV show. Every week we'll be reviewing that most recent episode. But for the first show, we'll also review all the episodes in Season 2 so far, which is only about 4 of them, which I can quickly go through. So we'll be doing that. We'll be doing a segment on Sega News, as always. We'll be doing a segment where we talk about just games in general, what games we've been playing, stuff like that. And then another segment, which will be called But Before That, where we just play iDents, I assume. Nah, I'm joking. But there'll be some other segments, which I'm yet to finalise. But, yeah, it should be very interesting how that turns out and stuff. But I'm looking forward to it. And I hope you are, too. Because it gets a bit boring doing the same thing over and over and over again. So it's good to try to change things up. Go for a different approach. Rick says, top 5 fan-voted idents of the week. I like that. And some of you OG Voice of Sega people will remember the karaoke track of the week. I intend to bring that back, but instead of once a week, we'll be doing it once a month at the end of the month. Because when I started the show, I got a lot of karaoke tracks. But then once it died down, I didn't really get many more coming in. So next year, we're going to bring it back, but only every so often. So if any of you listening now want to get involved with the first show, all you gotta do is take a Sega instrumental track, or Sega vocal track, get the instrumentals of it, and just sing over it, your rendition of a song, and it'll be played for the Voice of Sega karaoke track of the week, fortnight, month, whatever I decide to do. It doesn't have to be good, it can be as absolutely terrible as you want it to be, it can be the best thing you ever want it to be. And if you guys are new to the Voice of Sega and you've never listened to it before, I'll give you a bit of a taste of what the karaoke track of the week used to be, with a absolute classic. This song is one of the first karaoke tracks on Radio Sega, not from Voice of Sega. This came about 2 or 3 years before the Voice of Sega was even a thing. But here we go, this is a classic karaoke track. It can be any song you want. If you're interested in doing this, send me a message on Discord or Twitter, Dr. Scottnik, Voice of Sega, and yeah, and I'll give you more info on how to send me your track. So let's get into the classic But before we do that, let's just remember that it's a bit chilly outside.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.
Really wanna be trusted. When all alone in my bed, I just go about yearning. Wanna be cool, I also wanna be like you. But there's no stopping, I can do so easily. This is not slipping by.
thank you all for listening to The Voice of Sega for the Winterfest. I look forward to seeing you all in 2017 for the new rebooted Voice of Sega, which will be rather great, if I say so myself. What we just had there was Believe in Myself, the definitive version. Then after that, we had In the Lead by Crush 40. Coming up next is Yakuza Fan with their show titled, hang on, what is it called? It is called the Fill the Heat with YakuzaFan.com. So look forward to that. Thank you for listening to the Summerfest 2016, because it is summer here in Australia. But I'm going to end off tonight's show with Battle on the Edge from Daytona USA 2. Be sure to stay tuned for the last show for today. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for some great shows by Puyo Nexus, good old PT, I Need Fruit, Casey, A Winner Was You, SBK, and everyone's favourite, Simon Shirley. So thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy those little quizzes. And yeah, remember to get chilly with it.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it. You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it. You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it. You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it. You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. For our full programming schedule, check out RadioSega.net. It's cold outside. Why not stay in and enjoy some quality Sega tunes? You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2016. Get chilly with it.